Chabad Chaim in his Sefer Shmuel Saloshin. So at the end of Shmuel Saloshin Chelik Beis, he has a few prokim on various different topics. So one of the prokim is on the topic of Avos Hashem. It's a small paragraph, I think two or three paragraphs, where he talks about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, and he has the following ha'orah, which is so Chavetz Chaim style, the practical doubt, the earth lamaisa. The Gemara says in Brochus that a person who says Kriyashma without wearing tefillin is being made as Edo Sheker Ba'atzmai, because the Torah says Ukshartem, and he's not doing it. So he's reading the mitzvah, not doing the mitzvah lamaisa. So that's being made as Edo Sheker about himself. So he says, how about when the Torah says, V'haftas Hashem Elokecha, and he's not loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It would seem to him that a person is, at that point in time, doing the same Edo Sheker Ba'atzmai. He says, and if a person finds it difficult during Kriya Shema to focus on Avos Hashem, which would be the proper time to do so, he recommends the following. Takes it a step further. We know that there's a halacha that before a person does a mitzvah, a person cannot be kavei himself to eat. A person hasn't blown shofar yet. The person hasn't taken lulav yet. Before, a person hasn't laid the megillah yet. See, there's an issur to eat. You're allowed to take a drink. You're allowed to take a very small snack. But a true meal is also. So a person, for whatever reason, feels he cannot focus on Avos Hashem during Kriya Shema, it would be correct that before the person leaves davening and goes to eat breakfast, he would have to stop for a moment and be misbarnin and be mekayim the mitzvah of Avos Hashem before he goes to eat. He says, because this mitzvah is a mitzvah which is constant, as opposed to the mitzvah of shofar, which is once a year, or lulav, which is deraisa for us, is once a year, and minrabbanan is another 6 days, because that it's a, and whereas Avos Hashem is a constant mitzvah, so it's because it's a constant mitzvah, it should be worse, should be less significant. That's not logical. So the more you use a language that Bishmosh ani zocher hipsadati, because I'm a boy with all the chiyum of a zocher, I lose. He says, okay, so now we want to count the mitzvah of Avos Hashem. What do we do? So he quotes him the Chabas Lavavas, that the mitzvah of Hashem would be fulfilled by a person stopping and thinking about all of the chesedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for him, to the point that the feeling of love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wells up in his heart, and he feels a karsa tov and thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind to him, so nice to him. So that is the way the person is mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. Not enough to think about it. He has to think about it to the point that it emotionally impacts the person, and he feels a feeling of thankfulness and love to his Creator. At that point in time, a person has truly connected to mitzvah Avos Hashem. Chazal say on the pasuk, "So how you're becoming Avos Hashem by learning Torah?" So it doesn't. The pasuk of the Chazal doesn't mean just learning Torah. It means learning Torah with a feeling of expression of love. It's not just, you know, you sit there and go through the motions of learning and that's it. So what does that mean? So possibly a mushal to explain it is, in the good old days before the world of email and Facebook and all those wonderful things, there's something called letters. People would send to each other, and the chassid would send letters to his kala and vice versa. So imagine a kala gets a letter from her chassid, and she can't read the letter. It's not clear. Part of it is smudged or something of that sort. So she would be very focused on trying to understand exactly what it means, because it's from her chassid. And you don't read a letter from your chassid once or twice. You read it 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. It's so geschmack. I have a letter from my chassid. Because Baruch Hu sent a letter to us. He sent a message to us. What's important that he wants us to think about and to do with. It's a letter from a Kodesh. It's a message from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person got an email from Hashem. He reads it and wouldn't read it once. He just read it again and again and wonder, like, what's that kind of message? What the hidden ideas are contained there? And that's how we're supposed to learn Torah. With that excitement, that geschmack of learning the Baruch Hashem's Torah, feeling that feeling of Ahava. Have a wonderful Shabbos.